Ground Truth. Three Para, Return to Afghanistan by Patrick Bishop. Read by Colin Salmon. When Three Para arrived back in Colchester, after their second tour of Afghanistan in 3 years, their commanding officer, Hugh Williams, pointed out the difference between his generation of soldiers and the young men he was leading. When I joined the army, we thought we would have to go to Northern Ireland. But these guys knew when they joined that they would be expected to go more or less straight away to a full-on war. In the last decades of the 20th century, it was easily possible for a British soldier to go through an entire career without hearing a shot fired in anger. Now, a new recruit to a combat unit is certain to see action. Since the British Army went to Afghanistan in force in 2006, about 40,000 servicemen and women have come and gone. That represents more than a third of the country's ground troops. A spell in Afghan, as the soldiers call it, is becoming as routine as an Ulster room one was 30 years ago. Ulster was grim, but Afghanistan is harrowing. There were no suicide bombers in Northern Ireland. Life in Afghanistan's frontline forts is harsh, squalid, exhausting, and dangerous. Soldiers know that once they step through the gates, they are facing 6 months of knackering patrols, regular firefights, and the constant nerve-fraying fear that the next step they take may trigger a buried bomb. They are operating in an extreme climate in wild country among peoples whose culture remains baffling and opaque. There's nothing in the recent memory of the British Army to draw on for help. You have to go back more than 100 years to match the experience. Any soldier reading Winston Churchill's...